It's good, isn't it? You can drink beer at 9 o'clock in the morning. If it ain't going to get you smashed. And you can drive. And not argue with people over fuck all. It's well good. Woohoo! This guy's starting to like about this sober stuff. It's alright, really, isn't it? And they got a new thing now. They made it trendy. You can go sober for October.
Can you handle it?
And you drive a Rover.
Can you handle it?
And you can bend over. Sorry, I'm going to stop there. It's far too silly for 9 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock, Bungle, 10 o'clock.
Can you handle it? 'Cause you
anyway. Can you handle it? I got one a little bit like this. It's called Can You Flog It? Is Mr. Beats Leslie's controller in the studio? Can you sell it? Yes. Yes, I can. Can you sell the thing? Do you know the guy? Do you give a fuck? No, I don't. Are you skin bungle? Are you skin bungle? That's Mr. Beast. Left his controller in the studio. Can you sell the thing? Can you sell the thing? That's Mr. Beast. I wouldn't do that to you. How much are you worth anyway, just out of interest? Asking for a friend.
Old School Sundays on Scream FM.
Actually, that's to the phone line crew. Up early today, aren't we? Message reads, behave. All right then, Grandad. You just joined the show, want to join in, 07881 563 637.
Can you handle it? Ain't nothing like it.
Got here really early.
Screen, London.
I'm starting the show properly now. This one I need award. Dragon Town, you can ring my bell. Raunchy cow. Anyway, starting the show properly now. All silliness aside, we have a sensible show like we always do. Out to Mr. Beats. Leaving his expensive equipment here. I wouldn't sell it. I don't know who to ask, or I would. Just getting here. Welcome to another Sensible Sundays. That's why I start the too many S's. Start naming the show Sensible Sundays. As it always is. Let's get serious. Serious, Sensible Sundays. See what I mean? Out to the phone line crew. Just join us. To those who are freaky weirdos that listen but don't actually text in. What I mean is, It's an honour to have you listening. But feel free to say hello. 07881 563 637. Stalkers. Stalkers. Only joking. That's the people that are texting in anyway. You're only being nasty. Like, behave. That sort of thing. So naturally, that's like a red flag to a ball, that is. So it's going to be even more silly. Until a few of you start locking off. And then I'll have to rein it in a bit. Not everyone's entertained with you being a dickhead, Bungle. Oh.
I see.
Anyway, out to the phone line crew. Seems we've got some early people here today. You shit the bed or what?
Too early for that.
Too early, Bungle, too early. Are tuned in. I don't know if you just tuned in or you tuned in earlier on when I said I was going to sell your controller and make loads of money and make myself rich. But I never really said that. It must have been the autopilot. Some other DJ. Probably Pulse. Not that I want to point a finger, of course. Pulse. He's always selling Nick gear. Bang out of order, if you ask me. I bought a telly off him the other day. Good price, though. At the floor, because I do that, do you know what I mean? Moping about, looking at the floor, moping. And I've looked down and seen the electroshock plate again, which they always install when they want us to plug an event. Because I get accused of not plugging the event in Abbotsbury Road in Morden. When you come out of the Northern Line up Morden, end of the Northern Line, so you can get to from anywhere in London. Not that I've been paid to say that, shocked to say that or anything. And then you see the KFC, you turn left and you keep on walking. They got a pub there called the Royal Surrey Pub. It used to be called the Abbott because it's on Abbotsbury Road, but you know, in this new fandangled age of stuff not making sense, it's now called the Royal Surrey. And on the 6th of October, we got an event there, party in the pub. All the Scream DJs, cheap prices, a little dance floor. Your boogie, dance around your handbag, and the ladies can have a good time and all. Get yourself down there, the Royal Surrey in Morden, 6th of October. And I don't get made to walk the plank, which they've been threatening to do every week for the last
blow for 8 years. When you love
enjoying this one. Of course, everyone knows this. This one's Shalimar. A lot of people don't know.
Oh no, Bungle, don't put your anorak on.
A lot of people don't realise that Michael Jackson's Moonwalk was originally done by Shalimar way before he even done it. Not even the first time. Shalimar was doing it on stage way before that. You know, so that alone, it earned my respect anyway.
This one is out on Solar Records, which was really big in the soul days.
And this one is called A Night to Remember. Like you'd have if you come to the Abbott in Malden on the 6th of October.
Tune now that should be flat and round, but it's more like a banana. So where we get a play out of it or not, we don't know. This one by Midnight Star.
Touch,
and this
touch,
one entitled Midas Touch.
Touch, touch, touch.
Once again, this one, it's like a banana, so apologise if it skips. We'll see how we get on.
Let's just cross our fingers. Hope for the best, shall we? Add to Mr. Beats. Love the sticker you bought back from Ollie, mate. Looks wicked. I should put that on the back of my motor or something. Looks well good. One for modesty, isn't he? That's crew locked in, enjoying this one and the last. This one, the Midas Touch by Midnight Star. This one, well, Wonky took a video, put it in the screen group. It's like a banana, keeps going up and down. Fortunately, the deck is persevering with it, so don't want to speak too soon. Seems to be alright so far. Quite funny though. It must have been lent up a radiator or something. I don't know. Out to the phone line, just lighting up. Out to the people here early today. Give me abuse from 10 o'clock in the morning. Usually you have to wait till 11 o'clock. But no. Everyone's up today. It's got a bit colder, isn't it? More people indoors are listening to the radio. And sun it up outside. Touch. Definitely seems like the winter is here. Chilly on the old willy.
Never fear.
last one. Last one out on Solar Records, massive label. But another massive label was Streetwave. And this one is on Streetwave by Rose Royce. The last one, Midas Crutch. This one, Magic Crutch. just looked at the text line. Oh, loads of messages. Looks like I'm in trouble for taking a rude stance on the last one and this one. Midas crutch. Magic crutch. Bungo.
You're so silly.
Hang on, let's see what it says. Super Lazy saying, don't forget Mike Crutch. Oh yeah, I forgot about him. Mike Crutch. Alright, so we take down the sounds of Rolls Royce, that was, into another awesome, awesome, awesome tune. This one by Ingram. This one entitled DJ's Delight. This one out on the almighty Streetwave label. That's a Morgan Khan still going. Absolutely wicked. Last one out on Streetwave. This one out on Streetwave was a force to be reckoned with in the 80s, man. Streetwave Records. Wicked, wicked, wicked. And this one, DJ's Delight. The last one, Magic Touch by Rolls Royce. Send out to the rest of the Scream team. That's the sensible ones. You know, sometimes kids, well, men, still think they're kids and they never grow up, do they? Still eating gummy sweets. Don't know what they are. I think I might try one. What's the worst that can happen? Just relive my youth, you know? Hang on a minute. Fucking stoned, man. Add to the edibles. Luring in a false sense of security. Have one. That these ain't too bad. Don't know what anyone's on about. Have the second one.
DJ's Delight.
that I want to point the finger. It seems like something Magnet would do. Just saying. Take down the sounds. Take down the sounds. DJ's Delights into a song by Starpoint now. This one entitled It's All Yours. Was contemplating playing the DJ's Delight medley, but I think we've already had that one now. And Starpoint were massive in the 80s as well. This one out on Elektra, and I like this one. So don't shoot the messenger, I should say. That's the phone line. Sorry, I got a bit sidetracked there. Reading the text.
Oh,
sorry, one, if you... I don't know what's going on here. Bear with us, please. I need to find out what to do here. I better speak to the building manager people, find out what. Oh no, there's something on side here. The alarms is when a very important person texts in. Don't be worried. It's just you've got a text from an important person. You can ignore all the other fuckers. Management. Okay, big it up from the bungle from Mr. Wu locked on. Out to Mr. Wu. Sorry if ignoring you. Fortunately, we didn't get alarms for this time of occasion. I better go back to normal program. Sorry about that. That's obviously alarms for this sort of thing. Out to Mr. Wu. Message reads, big up the bungle. Mr. Wu locked in. And that's the special computer trigger. Obviously works a treat. That's the other people on the phone. Gonna be overloading the phone now. What about me? What about me? I've been texting you for months. Well. Out to Mr. Woo, loving the soul. It's not just your soul. And it's not just my soul. Collectively, it's our soul. Do you know what I mean? As I said from the beginning, it's going to be sensible today. Sensible Sundays. Serious, sensible Sundays. Playing soul. For us, it's our soul. Once again, this one, Starpoint. It's all yours. Full phone line crew, thank you for listening in. Hope you can stick around for the whole show. Got loads and loads of records here, so hopefully have a nice stint of soul. That's a Mr. Wu. I'm sure you're gonna like this one as well. This one by Loose Ends. This one entitled Emergency 999.